Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI is the most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. Happy post-Thanksgiving, everybody. Kathy, what happened? You had some sort of turkey injury.
Here it is.
Ooh.
Yes. She burned herself.
You couldn't get it out of the oven, huh?
No.
I would just like to point out for those who don't know, was that a couple Christmases ago, you set a turkey on fire in your oven.
Yes, I did.
Wait. How do you set a turkey on fire in the oven? I've heard of, like, fryer problems.
I set the oven
not...
on fire. Don't worry, it all worked out in the end.
Did you still eat
it? Did you have the turkey just, like, in there and not on a pan or something?
No, it was in there, and the juices spilled over.
Caught fire. That happened.
So
how do you burn
and
your
now
arm
she's
there?
Got a
because
well, I can see that.
Like on
that.
The top of the oven. Because
anyway,
the turkey was up here stuffing.
See,
on the
here's
frame.
The problem.
No, on like a rack. If you're going in,
yeah,
then, and to a bottom rack,
well,
then
the
top rack.
The rack you pull out. You pull the rack out.
I know, but we're talking about Kathy here, who caused a fire burning a turkey in an oven.
It's always delicious.
Which is unheard of.
And here's the thing.
Tastes like human.
She uses those little pot holders instead of. The big mitts. So
big
I'm getting
gloves.
Her big mitts for Christmas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gloves.
Maybe Michelle can offer some cooking advice because
yes, style.
Yeah.
Order from
Michelle
the rest.
Michelle, who thought that a skillet was called a skittle. So maybe she'll be your consultant for Christmas.
Okay.
You know what I like this year, Thanksgiving? For some reason, the show didn't fall in time, that we didn't have to listen to Blondie over here
oh,
gobble.
Oh, no. Why'd
there was
you
no gobbling.
Her? Why did you
well, now you know
her?
I'm going to gobble at the end of the show. Thanks for the reminder. I spent Thanksgiving in a restaurant. In Palm Springs, and
I
it
love
was
that.
Lovely.
Well, whoopee for you.
And I sat next to
did you
Mark
burn
McGrath,
the turkey?
The lead singer of Sugar Ray and his family, and he's very cute. I didn't burn
okay.
anything. Yeah,
sounds good.
So there you have it, Joe Haley.
Yeah.
You made asparagus soup.
Soup, yeah, cream asparagus.
And he chronicled it all on Facebook. So if anyone's friends with Joe Haley, you can get the recipe online
it was
right
awesome.
Now.
What's up, tween?
That's awesome.
I wish I was on Facebook so I could get Joe's recipe.
All right, well, we have
it. I'm sure we could get it to you.
Give
we
me an index card. I'll write it down for you.
We have a big show today. Our call-in question is, what are your most creative client and employee holiday gift ideas? Items and holiday promo
we have some good
ideas.
Ones, too, that we have Facebook comments already from people who have sent creative ideas.
Yeah, so that's feel good. Free to call us at 215-953-4979 with questions or comments on creative client and employee holiday gift items. And maybe we can talk about some of our own holiday gift ideas. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we have news. Andy has the news. He's going to read the news. Other than that, we have free your Magic Baby Joe.
Joe, what just happened?
Joe had a stroke.
Michelle's going to talk about stacked employee ratings
am I ever.
Scourge in companies. We have six things super successful
is that newsworthy?
Companies have in common.
Say that again.
Newsworthy.
News, six news, things news. Super successful companies have in common. We also have how a non-traditional trade show can boost your company's brand awareness. We have the dumbest CEO quotes of all time.
You're really dumb, too.
And at the end of the show, of course, we'll have our favorite things. But let's go all the way back to the beginning and start with the industry news in 60 seconds.
All right, I've got the news. Okay, we begin this morning with apparel market news. T-shirt maker Gildan announced that its sales increased by 11.5% in its most recent quarter. Further, the company said its earnings grew by nearly 9% in the period, and the company is forecasting further growth for 2014. Product safety news now continuing a long line of children's outerwear recalls this year. The CPSC announced last week that it has called sweatshirts branded by retailer Little Willys. The CPSC said, I knew.
We could all take
I
a
knew,
moment to laugh about that.
As I wrote that, that would get the laugh.
Well, even you laughed.
The CPSC.
You laughed and you knew you were going to say it.
Yes, I did. Look at Michelle. She can't contain herself.
All right, let's show some decorum.
The CPSC said the products were recalled because they contained drawstrings. Stop looking at me. We'll never get through the news. Moving on. More apparel news now. Trimark, powered by Leeds, has announced its...
Would you like me to read the news? Trimark, powered by Leeds, has announced its national expansion across the United States.
When she's laughing like that, I can't do it.
The company, a business unit of Polyconcept North America, first entered the U.S. market 17 months ago as a pilot program. General economic news now. The Obama administration announced that small businesses won't be able to buy medical insurance coverage for their employees through its website until November 2014. Wow, almost a year away. The delay is a nod to the many troubles the site has had for individuals. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
We have latex balloons that have a little LED light inside. They're pretty cool and will be great for your holiday parties.
Oh. All right. Andy, are you okay now?
I'm good now, yeah. God. Make sure Michelle's okay. She's the one.
It's a weird effect. Andy looks at me and I like that.
When she's laughing like that, I cannot do it. I can't do it.
All right. Well, let's check in with our friend Leighton Lee, who's on the line from ETS Express. He's going to give us the ins and outs of QCA. Hi, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sitting here in my kitchen listening to this
debacle.
Debacle about. Never mind.
Yes. Well, some of us are going to work on our maturity.
I'm just cracking up. All right, let's get a little more serious here. Quality Certification Alliance. Most of us have heard about this over the past few years. It's in a certification body for our industry, strictly for promo products at this time, and it's to help suppliers utilize best practices in the areas of product safety, product quality, social accountability, which we've talked about, supply chain security, and environmental stewardship. These are the five key areas that QCA focuses on. Only suppliers can be certified or accredited. Distributors are not. But the thinking is that because the products begin with the suppliers and their factories, that they should implement best practices and policies and procedures and various good processes that are time-tested to ensure that the products are safe, that they're made in safe factories, and just in a responsible way, so that distributors, most of our listeners here this morning, will have confidence and faith in the suppliers that are QCA accredited. QCA is not perfect for every supplier. And let me share that, and I don't mean it in a negative way. It's just that some suppliers are probably too small to utilize all the benefits of QCA. It's a wonderful program, don't get me wrong, but it has to be a good fit by the supplier and the certification process. There has to be a certain amount of bandwidth to make it work and to make it cost effective because it is an expensive process. So, but distributors, can rely on the QCA certification to know that the supplier has gone through the vetting process. It is almost a two-year program just to get certification, and it's very involved, very detailed, and hopefully it'll instill some confidence in distributors purchasing from those suppliers. So one key element that QCA has not yet implemented is how to safely make a turkey for Kathy's benefit. But maybe we'll throw that in next time. But,
in the meantime, we're going to get her some
oven gloves.
Oven gloves.
And a fireproof suit.
That's right.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Leighton, and have a great day. Thanks. We're going to take your call and questions now. Again, the question is, what are your most creative client and employee holiday gift items and holiday promo ideas? And I know we have a lot of Facebook comments on that. But first, we're going to check in with Landon on line 5. Hey, Landon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Oh, okay. What's your question today?
So we hired a couple of kids. Well, I shouldn't call them kids. They're young adults just out of college this year. They've done.
How old are you, Landon, that you're calling?
I'm a little older than I sound. I'm solidly in Generation X, not Generation Y.
Okay.
All right. And we want to give them a good present, a nice holiday gift, but we really don't know what the best thing would be for millennials, and we're hoping you could help.
Joe Haley.
You.
What's a great present for millennials? Since you're a millennial yourself.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
The millennial.
I'm thinking all things tech. I know you've shown a lot of cool tech things lately. What are your recommendations?
You know, one of the things I know that my boys go through, earbuds and headphones, like you won't believe.
Yep.
I mean, my God, we're always buying them. They're always asking if I have any samples in stock here, you know. And I think that headphones are a good idea, earbuds are a good idea, anything that's an accessory for an iPhone or an iPad. I think that when you're looking at apparel, I think that they appreciate hoodies. Mm-hmm. Hoodies a good gift to give. And I think one of the gifts that a lot of people should be considering this year are power banks. Mm-hmm. You know, consider what happened with, you know, Superstorm Sandy last year. And people, Andy, are living in New York City. And, you know, New Yorkers couldn't charge their cell phones and they need to keep in contact with people. So if the power bank, especially one that can be recharged with a solar panel, is a great gift idea.
I like that. All right. Well, I hope that gives you some good ideas, Landon. Thanks for calling. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line one, we have Gus. Good morning, Gus.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Gus, where are you from?
I am from Binghamton, New York.
All right. Must be a little chilly up there today.
It is. I'm used to it. It's okay.
What's your question?
Well, my it's not so much a question. I wanted to share my quote-unquote creative gift with you. I get a lot of grief. Oh, I get a lot of grief for not being a very creative gifter. But this year I decided to go practical. And I was getting everybody in my office. Don't laugh, but I think this is a good idea. It's a reusable grocery cart bag, polyester bag. And I love that it has the clips on the side to hook to the inside of your shopping cart. And I know it's not very festive.
Wow.
And it's not very seasonal, but it's very practical. And I thought it was a good idea.
Well, and people will definitely use those, for sure.
Exactly.
Ha-ha.
So there you go.
Why'd you say ha-ha?
Because he said don't laugh, so I had to.
Don't pay her any off.
That's
a great idea. And it also shows your eco-consciousness, which is cool.
I think it is a good idea. There's many cities that are banning plastic bags in retail stores,
true.
And they're forcing companies, consumers rather, to bring their own tote bags. And so that's something that people should have in their cars.
That product in particular, though, I remember Rich and I saw it at the PSI show 5 years ago in Dusseldorf, and we had never seen anything like that.
The thing that clips inside the
shopping cart, and you just unclip it. And now it's amazing how it really has kind of taken off here in the States.
Yeah. And as we all know from the ASI Ad Impression Study, a logoed bag delivers the most impressions of any promotional product on the planet.
Wow.
Scripting. One single bag delivers over 1,100 impressions. So, as your clients or employees are going around the grocery store, if you've got your logo on that bag, everybody's going to see it. So, that's an extra plus as well. All right. Well, thanks, Gus, for sharing your idea. Stay on the line for your Visa card and have a great day. Michelle, what are some of the other ideas or questions that people had on Facebook?
Some really creative ones. Laurie O'Shea at Motivator says for holiday gifts for her clients, she loves the combo of drinkware and hot chocolate mix.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. Stephanie Kofel says, if your client is a restaurant that offers delivery service, the best holiday promo idea for cold climates is an ice scraper with their logo and the telephone number and the message we deliver.
True.
I think that's great because who doesn't like an ice scraper?
And didn't she say you get a flurry of business from that too?
Oh, creative.
Pun intended.
She did.
That's her, not me.
David Garthwaite says that he took some drawstring bags imprinted with their holiday-themed logo and stuffed it with homemade cookies and other treats and added in some self-promo pens and keychains. This helps our clients see us in a different way, and it shows how to distribute promotional products in a creative way. We actually have a photo of that Vinny can at a later point post on our website.
That's a unique gift,
and
people would appreciate it. I like that idea.
You know what I like about a couple of these gifts you mentioned is, and I think it's an important one, you know, when you're giving away food, also give something that people can keep, whether it's a mug along with the cocoa or a bag along with the treats. So, you know, they can enjoy something now, but then have a lasting memory of your company as well.
And Eric Campbell says that, especially for cold climate areas, he's a fan of hats and scarves, the combo, and also something called, do you guys know what a scooty is?
No.
A what?
What is it?
S-C-O-O-D-I.
A scooty. Oh, it's a hoodie with a scarf.
Correct.
Oh.
That can be layered with your current jacket. And he said that for...
The scarf is connected to the hoodie?
Yeah.
For millennials, that would be great.
Okay.
I guess you don't have one yet.
I don't have a scooty.
I think, Joe, have you had one of those in your office?
No.
I've seen a scooty around somewhere.
I haven't had one. I've had the hood. It's just the hood with the scarf, but is this a complete hoodie, like the whole?
No, it says scarf hood combo.
Okay. Yes, I've had them. Okay. And some of them have gloves, like mittens at the end, too.
Wait a second. So it is just a scarf with a hood?
On a hood, with gloves.
So not the actual hoodie sweatshirt with a scarf attached.
So it's like a hat.
Right, it's like a hat, and then you wrap the scarf around
your head. And there's some that go all the way down your arms and have gloves as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a one-stop shop, Andy.
Right. You know,
for all your
so what's that called?
A scooty.
Scooty glove. Scooty glove.
Thanks a lot for paying attention.
Anyway.
I like food as a gift. You know, somebody says, you eat it and you forget it. It's like, not necessarily. Years ago, we didn't know what to get my parents and we bought them steaks. And man, it was like eight different steaks. There's two of each and they got baked potatoes. they talked about it forever.
I'm surprised you haven't said anything about an apothecary.
They talked about it forever.
I like the product that Michelle likes too. The tower that has the cookies in it and the candies and the peanuts and stuff from Maple Ridge.
You know who's buzz killing though? Food gifts. Uh-oh. The gluten people. Those freaks.
Yeah, but
You know what? They're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
What has happened with those people?
Yeah, and now, you know, you can't. It's just one more thing you have to consider when you're sending food gifts is, you know, there's this contingency of people that are eating gluten-free.
Yeah. Well.
And then the anti-peanut people.
You just have to know your people because it's the same with alcohol. I mean, a lot of people give wine and things like that. And, you know, not everyone drinks alcohol. So you have to know the recipient, Andy. That's what you have to do.
People don't eat peanuts now, Joe, and people don't eat wheat, and people don't eat cookies.
I eat everything. So do I. If anybody wants to send me a gift.
But yeah, by the way, if anybody's looking to send us gifts, we eat anything that comes our way.
Peanuts, where there is wheat in it, alcohol. It's got alcohol in it.
That's a good point. We eat and drink anything
Jameson's
that comes
Irish
our way.
Irish whiskey and, you know, Guinness.
All right. We are going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AIA. When we return, Kathy's going to give us some tips not to manage millennials, but to manage baby boomers at work. Like yourself.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to AIA's Tuesday Morning Show. Who in here is a baby boomer? Raise your hand. Woo! All right, we have two. We won't say
However,
which
Joe
two.
And I are very young, on the cusp.
Yes. I'm younger than her.
Kathy, you have some tips for managing boomers at work. What are they?
These are stupid. But
can I just say...
Way to sell it.
Can I just say every week there's a topic that she prefaces by, this is stupid.
It is.
You should have seen last week when none of you were here. It was just me and Kathy.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah. Good times, Andy.
Just the two of you? Just the two of you talking?
No, we had two other people, but it was it was me and Kathy.
Yeah. All right, first of all, realize we need each other. I don't really think that, but we do, apparently.
Maybe we That's should just move on. We got plenty of things we can talk about.
Well, like how? Did they expand upon that?
Everybody brings different skill sets, okay? Maybe baby boomers are more analytical because we had to do a lot of research back in the day in college. We had to pore over books, go to library. Millennials just do a few Google searches, bada bing. There's your information.
Bada bing.
Okay, so you're poo-pooing this, but you actually agree with this.
All right.
You're just being
All right,
cranky.
Maybe I do. Okay, we are digital immigrants. All right, millennials grew up in a digital world, but we had to adapt.
The digital 3 Mile Island.
See what I mean about stupid? You may think that we're dim-witted and out of touch, but we aren't helpless. So, you know, like, just
I
realize
think I notice you take offense to these.
Yeah, we're not dim-witted and out of touch.
Maybe not you.
All right. What's
I was
last
having
tip?
Problems this morning.
And the last one is we are not all the same. Okay, so stereotyping. This goes both ways.
That's the same for any generation.
You stereotype any generation, so don't stereotype.
Well, you're just saying tech savvy. I mean, I know tons of tech savvy baby boomers, and some who are not, and the same with millennials.
That's right. So
because you're super tech savvy.
That's right. I text you all the time. I texted you last week and told you you're not
that
my
was,
friend.
That was no. tech savvy,
tech savvy not
text
tech savvy.
Well, tech. Oh, tech savvy.
T-E-C-H. Tech.
Oh, whatever.
All right, moving on.
She works with words for a living.
Moving on. We promised you a lovely segment from Michelle Bell about stacked employer ratings.
God.
Michelle, explain quickly what they are, and then...
I'm going to have Vinnie Driscoll post on our website an article from Vanity Fair that ran a year and a half ago that I talk about all the time because it's probably the best piece of journalism I've read in quite some time. And it's about Microsoft's decline and how that company has gone from being an icon to really losing its footing in a staggering way in the competitive marketplace. And one of the reasons that the author points to, and it's a valid one, I think, is that the company used stacked employee ratings when doing reviews. And our friend Andy Cohen here just wrote his editor's letter about stacked rankings and how detrimental they are in for the upcoming February issue of Council?
January issue.
And we discussed this topic. You and Andy were both there at our Best Place to Work conference.
We did. And we used to do this at ASI, by the way, and they did away with it wisely in a way. But what it is that you have an allotted amount of people who exceed expectations and who meet expectations and who do not meet expectations. And there had to be a certain number of people who did not meet every year, which really, as Andy and I have discussed, pits people against each
other.
In
most of these systems, there has to be a certain number of people in each of those buckets.
Right.
And that is what causes the problem.
And often the people in the low bucket get fired in a lot of companies.
Correct. Also, just as an aside, Microsoft just did away with their stack rating system, and that's kind of
that's a little too late, really, for them.
It is, but it's never too late, frankly, to get rid of a system that basically just pits employees against each other. That's what it does. It just pits people against each other.
But who still does it? Yahoo still does it?
Yahoo just implemented it.
Yeah.
Well, and
Marissa Mayer.
Yeah, her.
I have a real gripe with that, which is different, and it's besides pitting employees against each other, if you're a good manager, you shouldn't have year-to-year a list of bad
employees.
That's true. Especially, you know, we went through a tough time to the recession and companies had to cut people and you had a really lean staff. So if you have a lean staff and you have someone bad on your staff, you're a bad manager. Mm-hmm. You know, you should get rid of that person.
That's a great point.
And if you keep doing that every year, though, and you know, you keep, you know, making, demanding higher and higher things from your staff, then you can't have any bad people on your staff. Or, I mean, maybe you make a hiring mistake occasionally or something like that.
Right.
But you should never have, you know, three or four people, you know, or a quarter of your people on staff should be bad and worth firing.
It's so stupid.
So anyway, I just, you know, if you're a good manager,
as Kathy says,
I don't think
stupid.
That you have that breakdown on your staff. I would hope that most of your people exceeded expectations and, you know, maybe you have some middle of the roaders. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
I think
that's my
two cents. I think it's an antiquated way to judge people and to do reviews.
I agree. It is totally antiquated and I don't agree with it. In defense of it, though, there is... It's not to say that that the bottom 10% are just bad. These companies that use it actually use it as a total ranking system. So there is always, if you had to rank every employee at your company from 1 to 100, there's has to be people who are 90 through 100. That's just the way it is. If you're made to do that, that's the way it is. And then there are consequences for those. So it's not to say that those people are necessarily bad. They're just the bottom of those 100.
Right. So if we took
Not necessarily that you have bad people.
Correct. But if we took our staff and ranked it, and there's no one bad on our staff,
I'm not defending it.
Two people, right. You know, that would be silly.
You're forcing if people
I
does
agree.
Not meet expectations. That's BS.
You know, right. I think that here, though.
I know.
No, and I'm saying I think I would be a bad manager if I had, you know, certain people who were worthy of being fired every year.
I guess we're good.
Look, I mean, you've made it.
I just think it's illuminating. I mean, I would suggest to people that they read that Microsoft article because it's really
all teams are different. Some teams are more high performing as a team than others. And, you know, I just think it's. You know, you're applying a bell curve to things that don't always have a bell curve.
True.
All right, we are going to pause for a message from ASI Computers. When we return, Andy's going to tell us six things that super successful companies have in common.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Andy.
Yeah, that's me.
You've been studying super successful companies.
Oh, God.
What do really successful companies have in common, Andy?
So this is in regards to startups and entrepreneurs. Here's a few things. We'll put the rest on our website at asicentral.com/radio. The first is to set goals. Many companies that begin, they have an idea, they have a product, they have something that they're beginning with, but they don't have actual goals about where they want to take this product and the companies that they want to sell it to, and basically what they want their company to look like in the next 6 months, year, 2 years, 3 years. Have some idea as to where your company is going. Along those lines, the most successful entrepreneurs and startup companies actually pick target markets to go after. I would suggest any new companies in this industry, any new distributors, look at your local markets. What are the growing sectors? You know, if it's education, if it's technology, what are the companies in your area that are hiring? That's probably the best way, the best gauge of the companies that are doing the best. So take a look at the local business journals and see who's hiring and see what companies are promoting themselves, and target those sectors. The last is entrepreneurs and young companies really have to be able to adapt to change. There's a lot of things that can come at them that can change their focus. You know, there could be a new market that you decide to go after. That's something that you have to be able to do on the fly. There could be new companies that come into your market that you want to go after. You have to be flexible enough to do that. There also could be stuff on the negative side that impacts your company. You know, maybe the local area or the economy as a whole starts to go downward. You have to be planning for that. You have to be flexible enough to kind of go with that. So make sure you're not so set in your ways or policies or processes that you can't adapt when a new opportunity comes your way.
All right, we're going to look at some other tips in that regard online at asicentral.com/radio. And now there's just enough time in the show for Michelle's favorite segment, where we're going to talk about our favorite products of the week. Michelle, why don't you start us off?
Oh, boy. Mine is an iPad sling from Blue Lounge from Suita, which is really sleek and very stylish. And it accommodates your iPad, books, and supplies, and has lots of easy pockets for keys, phones, and small accessories. It's from, as I said, Suita, 90305, suitausa.com.
Joe Haley, what do you have?
It's a salad shaker, so it's a little container. It's a big container, actually. Yeah, you put your salad, your vegetables in here.
Did Richard Simmons invent the salad shaker? Did he?
Yeah. He may have.
He did. Go on.
But you put salad, maybe fruit in here, and on the top you can put your dressing or like some yogurt in there. When you get the lunch, you pop off the top, you pour the dressing in, you shake it so it all mixes up, and it comes with its little own little fork. That
nice.
Attaches right there. This is great for end of the year because, you know, a lot of people will be thinking about New Year's resolutions to lose weight. So health and well-being programs. Good
to
for
get
that.
Back in shape.
To get back in shape, yes. And that's a great place. Gyms can give these out, too, for people who sign up at the end of the year for a New Year what do you call that? Membership. Anyway, you can find this at Jetline. They
are look at me.
ASI 63344. You can find them online at www.jetlinepromo.com.
Andy Cohn, what's your product?
All right, I think everything's better with a little hot sauce. So mine is branded hot sauce this week. Check it out online now. It's great for any hot new event or location or a product launch, things like that. It's available from Panola Pepper, and it's ASI 75787.
I just did that 1 2 weeks ago, Andy.
Kathy, bring up the rear.
I guess I wasn't here.
Oh, okay. Mine's a nice incentive gift or coffee shop giveaway. It's a microwave coffee maker from premium line ASI 79370. And you get fresh brewed coffee in minutes, and it works with any type of coffee. And there are no filters. It's dishwasher safe, and it makes up to 30 ounces per brew.
So I just did that 3 weeks ago.
No, you
did.
You?
No, I didn't. All right. You can check out all those products online at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And tune in next week when we'll have – Michelle, when are we having Barbara Corcoran and Kevin O'Leary on the radio?
That's later on this month.
Okay, yeah. Later in December, we're going to have two stars from Shark Tank on. Ooh. So keep listening. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks. Bye.